Being a new parent is hard, and we at WEAA had some questions about some of the approaches for parents of young children. And Maryland Family Network has agreed to offer up some advice and suggestions. I'm Ayana Dene, and I recently spoke with Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network. Do you remember your first day? I don't mean the first day at work or at school. I mean your very first day. Ever. That's okay. No one does. You might remember your first day at kindergarten, or maybe your fourth birthday, but chances are you don't remember anything before age 3. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us why this is. Doug, where do those early memories go?
New research seems to indicate that early in life, we used to have total recall for our early memories, but by about age 7, we start to forget them, and eventually, they simply faded away forever.
That's kind of sad. How did the researchers uncover this pattern?
They recorded moms talking to their 3-year-olds about events that had happened in the past. For example, a big trip to the zoo or their first day at pre-kindergarten. Years later, the researchers went back and interviewed the same children about those events.
What did they find? Had the memories evaporated?
Not quite. At about age 5 to 7, the children recalled over 60% of the events they'd discussed at age 3. Then, by ages 8 and 9, they remembered less than 40% of the events. So yes, the memories were starting to fade and will continue to as they age.
So we talk a lot about providing enriching experiences and early learning to our children during the first 5 years. I don't mean to be a downer, but it sort of feels like, what's the point if the children are going to just forget?
Memories are very different than the skills or relationships a child experiences during the early years. A child may, over time, forget what the color the first picture they ever finger-painted was. They will also likely forget what the picture was of. However, the encouragement of that first teacher, day after day and picture after picture, can create a confidence and a desire to learn. Even in a 2-year-old, that encouragement will last and then be built upon by their parents and future teachers. At the same time, that finger painting is teaching the child other skills that build over time, like understanding textures, self-expression, or what happens if you taste the paint. Ugh.
Memories of a one-time event are nice to have, but the skills, social, emotional, and intellectual, are cumulative and stickier in our brain. That's why what we learn in those first 5 years are so important.
Correct. The skills we learn in early childhood, such as language acquisition, how to treat others, and how to regulate our emotions, are cemented in the brain for the rest of our lives. We say it a lot, but the first 5 years last forever.
Thanks, Doug. We won't forget this anytime soon. The First 5 Years is made possible with major support from M&T Charitable Foundation. For more information, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org.